This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, county fair season is almost over, but things are still happening in Highland this weekend for the Madison County Fair. Livestock shows, the Queen Pageant, and the stock car race will all take place today. And families who volunteer year after year are the ones who make those events possible. Today, we'll visit with a volunteer and beef superintendent of the fair, Terry Lightshue. Terry is a Montgomery County native who now has roots in Madison County, and he's someone who knows firsthand the importance of fair families and livestock, and we'll also talk a little bit of ag business. Terry, Madison County Fair, Beef Show, Saturday and Sunday. Talk to us about the participation and the families that are involved in these events. There's a lot of livestock here on the fairgrounds as we visit today, and some good participation in the 4-H shows happening also.
That's right, Katie. We had our 4-H once. In fact, it's still going on right now, our 4-H Beef Show, which is always on Friday. And our open Beef Show will be tomorrow with the steers, and Sunday with the breeding stock, the bulls and the heifers. And we're very fortunate here at this fairgrounds having facilities that are really nice. For county fairgrounds, we have what we think are some of the nicest facilities around. And the vendors that are here, the events that we have, we've had every year we have people that bring cattle or hogs or sheep or whatever to exhibit here are so complimentary. They just love coming here because it is a clean fairgrounds with nice facilities. And as a result, we get cattle that come in from all over the place. While we have our county kids here with 4-H, but when it comes to the open show, we have several exhibitors from Jersey County and Macoupa County come down every year, and our Greene County is another area. Some from the east, Marion County and Fayette County, and then of course they come up from the south, and so we have people come. We've had them come as far as Champaign before, and Peoria and Bloomington. So you're always getting new people, but at the same time, there's always a core group of exhibitors that come every year and who have been here for 30 or 40 years now, and we certainly appreciate that. And really, even though they're bringing cattle and showing cattle, and that's what they're here for, at the same time, it's a real family, friendly, or fan and friend relationship, almost business, if you will, because it's the people that make it enjoyable. And we've just developed friendships with so many people who are not from this community, but from far away. And we enjoy, we just know every year we're going to see so-and-so or see so-and-so, and we can catch up and talk and tell stories and, have a refreshment or two or whatever it takes. And we just have fun out here. And our fair board here is really supportive of that. And we want to have, people to have fun, but we like to have fun too. And so we do what it takes, but it's all about the kids to start with, but then the families as well. And we're very fortunate to have just people come in from all over the state of Illinois sometimes, and we enjoy that.
Well, everything you just said, I think, is what showing livestock is all about. I hear from so many people at different county fairs, and there's a lot of bloodlines that return every year, not only just in the livestock, but the families. And as you said, that really makes a county fair work. Not only is it the families that participate, but your volunteers, too.
Well, I'm old enough now. I've seen, when I was younger and would see kids that were younger than me who are now, adults, and, they're pulling in with the truck and trailers and getting set up, and their mom and dads, who might be my age or older, kind of just sitting off the side, maybe not doing quite as much work as they used to, but it's the next generation that's taking over. And now that generation has, they're having children, and so at some point in time, you're going to see those little kids get involved and watch them grow, and that's a neat thing. It's just to stay in touch with those families and watch those kids grow up, and quite frankly, I think the going to county fairs is a great place for kids just to grow up, because they learn They meet new friends. They have to have responsibilities and take care of their livestock, whether it's hogs or sheep, whatever. They learn a lot. They have to be disciplined, and if not, they're going to learn the hard way. But I'd sooner see kids grow up at a fair as any place else during the summer.
Terry, I think many people agree with you on that, and we look forward to seeing those shows throughout the weekend. And what's pretty amazing to stand here and talk to you, you've got roots pretty deep in this county, but you weren't born here. You actually grew up in Montgomery County, but you've since established yourself here, and you've moved on to some new things.
Well, that's true. I did grow up in Montgomery County, west of Butler. Dad still lives there, and growing up where I did, went to Litchfield High School or Litchfield Schools, and worked through my way through high school and college for the Rundquist family, and they were very instrumental in getting me to go to the right college at the U of I, and I graduated from there a long time ago in 1984, and then that's where I met my wife. She was a student there at the same time, and she was from this county here in Madison County, out here between Edwardsville and Highland, a little town of Marine. And so I met her, and then my roots became here, and I just got involved with their cattle operation, their farming operation, and we've added acres, and I just got to know the people here and pretty much have become I am a part of this community now, and even though I go home once in a while, I still know people back home. My time and commitment, I guess, is spent here most of the time now, but it's a great county, it's a great community, and I feel fortunate to be part of it.
Well, I'm sure that they feel the same way with you, Terry. Tell us a little bit about your business. This has been kind of a new venture for you in the last few years. So tell us what you're doing now and how business is going.
Well, it is. I had a very nice long career with Farm Credit Services when I got out of college, and I was there for almost 26 years, and I loved working there. But then it just, it's time for a change as things happen, and I decided to take a few months off. And then I began my own business, doing farm management work, as well as establishing a portfolio of crop insurance with a lot of the farmers who in this area that I've had long relationships with from lending them money. I started that in the fall of 2010, and both the crop insurance work and the farm management work have just been excellent. I mean, the both portfolios have just grown and grown and grown. In fact, I hired Darren Grotefant this past September. He was also a licensed crop insurance agent, and he came to work for me in September, and we're doing that together now under the name of Illini Ag Services, LLC. Darren's from this county. He's younger than me, he's only 29 years old, but he's very very good. His people love him. He's got the right personality, and he's trustworthy, and he knows what he's doing. And so I've enjoyed having him with me now since last September. And I think we're just going to continue to do what we do for all of our farmer clients on the crop insurance side. We enjoy working with all of them. We're very blessed to have the clients that we do. And we're going to continue to do that for the next several years. At the same time, with I probably will continue doing my farm management work as well. I enjoy that. I enjoy talking to landlords and tenants and looking at farms and looking after farms for people, and that's just something I've always had an interest in, and I look forward to doing that as well.
Well, I'd like to ask you a few questions about crop insurance. We started out cold and wet, moved into hot and dry, and now we have just received some rain the last couple of days. Have you had crop insurance claims yet? I've heard rumors of some fields, corn fields, claiming basically 30 bushel yields or less. Had those claims yet, or what's the landscape look like?
Well, it's an interesting, every year is different, Katie, and this year is no exception. What I've found so far is a great deal of variability depending on your location, whether you've been lucky to have rain or been in a dry spot or somewhere in between. So we know we're going to have claims in certain areas where it's been dry. I think there's been enough stress to the corn crop, and the beans are probably too soon to tell, but there's going to be some areas that are going to have some revenue claims on some corn. I think most of it will probably be okay or above average, but we still don't know. We've you know, we've had these recent rains. Like in our area here around Highland and Marine and in Edwardsville, we've been pretty lucky, really. And we've caught several rains throughout the summer, so our stuff really hasn't suffered much. I expect our corn to be pretty good. But you get east of here, you go south of here. Even up, I was up in Christian County and Shelby County a couple weeks ago, and you can tell it was dry there then. So the jury's still out on the corn crop. What I've had the most recent on claim side was some wind claims from the storm that went through about a week and a half ago. Actually, it'd be almost 2 weeks ago now. We had some corn that got damaged. Nothing major, but if you're a farmer and you see corn stalks that are broke off or leaning over, you obviously have concern, and a lot of my guys have called and say, yeah, I got some damage, but I don't know how much. And so we'll open the claims. We'll let the adjusters come out and take a look. May have to wait until harvest to see what's really like in the field, but we're just opening the claims, getting those, like I said, claims open so they're ready to go when harvest does come. But we may have some damage there depending on the field. Haven't had any hail to speak of this year. Hail call has been very light. So we're just going to kind of in a wait-and-see mode now to see what happens from here to harvest.
When they're making those claims and you have the adjusters come out, are you using drones? I mean, I know some people are. That's a relatively new technology, but it's pretty cool because you can really get a great view, and I think it's a lot easier than walking a field, or you can see things that you wouldn't be able to from the road. So are you using that technology?
Yes, they're an awesome tool for scouting fields. Let's face it, if you got 160 acres of corn out there and it's 100 degrees, most people don't want to go out there and walk up and down every four or five rows throughout that field to see what kind of damage is in the field. We can get up over with a drone and see from above. So I'm encouraging, and I've got several of my clients who do have drones, and I'm telling them all the same thing. If you have a drone, you go up and you scout and you see specific areas that are definitely damaged, take a picture while you're up there. Give it to the adjuster. I wouldn't be surprised that next year if all the adjusters we have on staff may have a drone in their pickup truck, you know, for that very purpose. And, I mean, the technology is there, and it's just another tool in the toolbox to be able to use. So, but a lot of our guys do have drones, and I'm encouraging them to use them as much as possible.
Well, Terry, thanks so much for your time today. Final thoughts that you may have as you get ready for a full weekend of beef shows at the Madison County Fair.
I thank God because the heat broke. You know, Wednesday was pretty rough here, like it was everywhere with it being like 100 degrees. But and we got rain Wednesday night, and the temperatures have just come back down, and the humidity's dropped, and they're talking just wonderful temperatures for tomorrow and Sunday and no rain and no humidity. So if anybody who hasn't been here to the Madison County Fair, I would encourage them to come. I don't think they'll be disappointed.
Terry Lightshue, Beef Superintendent for the Madison County Fair. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.